We take you now to Humphrey headquarters in the Lemington Hotel in downtown Minneapolis, and here is WCCO Radio News Director Jim Borman.
Vice President Humphrey has just come down in the elevator from his summit suite upstairs. He's now pausing here in the lobby to shake hands with some of his friends. He has been upstairs with his wife and the rest of his staff. His son Bob is here. Various members of the... He's going to circle around the room here and come in through a back door, and this way avoiding the crowd that is gathered inside the Hall of State. Surprisingly, when just a few moments ago this room was empty, but it's almost as fully packed as it was last night, largely occupied now by newsmen and members of his staff who were upstairs. They have all preceded him downstairs. As he stepped from the elevator, he was looking rather grim. He did force a smile and shook hands, but there's certainly a note of gloom about the whole proceedings. I'm now slipping under a rope to get to our broadcast position. The vice president is circling the room and will come in through a rear entrance. Everyone here is standing waiting. Will you excuse me, please? Pardon me, please. Excuse me, please.
The vice president has just arrived. As he steps onto the podium, he is rather grim faced. Now he forced a smile. His wife Muriel is with him, but she is not smiling very broadly. Now the sparkle in his eye has returned as he gets this tribute from those who are gathered here. The disappointment is most keen on the part of those who have been working with him during this long campaign. And now see the campaign trail ending just short of the goal. Fred Hughes, his personal confidant and friend, is here. Larry O'Brien, the National Committee Chairman, is here. Senator Griffin from Oklahoma is with him. And Norm Sherman, his press secretary. His son Bob and his daughter-in-law are both here. And now his daughter, Jean Freeman, and Secretary of Agriculture Orville Freeman, has just come up.
Well, thank you very much. Nice to know. I'm sure you know that I've already called Mr. Nixon, expressed to him our congratulations, and I've sent the following telegram just a few moments ago to Mr. Nixon. It reads as follows. According to unofficial returns, you are the winner in this election. My congratulations. Please know that you will have my support in unifying and leading the nation. This has been a difficult year for the American people. I'm confident that if constructive leaders of both our parties join together now, we shall be able to go on with the business of building the better America we all seek in a spirit of peace and harmony. Signed, Hubert H. Humphrey. Now let me say just another word. Senator Muskie and I wish to thank the people who supported our nomination and election. I've been in touch with the senator already this morning, talked with both the senator and his family. I wish especially to thank my family, some of whom are here with me, and my campaign staff, and particularly to thank Mrs. Humphrey, who was the secret weapon in this campaign. And as I said to some of you last night, to thank each and every one of you, I intend to continue My dedication to public service and to the building of a responsive and vital Democratic Party. I shall continue my personal commitment to the cause of human rights, of peace, and to the betterment of man. If I have helped in this campaign to move these causes forward, I feel rewarded. I have done my best. I have lost. Mr. Nixon has won. The democratic process has worked its will. So now let's get on with the urgent task of uniting our country. Thank you.
Vice President and Mrs. Humphrey are now standing, forcing a smile. The lines around the Vice President's mouth are rather tightly drawn, but he just leaned over and kissed his wife, Muriel, who you heard him refer to as his secret weapon during the campaign. Everyone here is clapping, many of them forcing back tears. Not a happy moment, but it's a heartfelt one. Now the Vice President has put his arm around Muriel and held her closer to him and kissed
now,
her on her forehead. Now he's going to speak again.
Go have some fun. It's been a lot of hard work. I don't want anybody to have any extra sympathy. As a matter of fact, what I'd like to have you do is just redouble your efforts to do what you thought you were doing and what I thought I was doing. Maybe we can make an even greater contribution to the things that are important in this country. I really don't feel very badly. I actually feel that we've done a heck of a job. I don't want you to think we'll continue the campaign right away, but I just thought you ought to know you maybe ought to have a little rest. We intend to take some. We're not quite sure just what we're going to do with the next few days. We're going to stay out here in Minnesota. I haven't mowed the lawn for some time, and there still is a few things to do out at our place. As a matter of fact, I feel a great sense of both release and relief. And I hope and pray that all of you will feel the same way. I want you to be of good cheer. I'd like to have you feel a little happy. It's not easy, but quite frankly, this was an uphill fight all the way. I was the first one to know it. And I think the last one on the line of my staff that recognized it, I never had any doubt but what it would be a close fight. Come see, come saw, you know, one way, one. It bounced a little one way, bounced a little another. We've got a president-elect. He's going to have my help. Cheers.
That little epilogue is typical of Hubert Humphrey. His daughter-in-law, Bob's wife, behind him, with tears streaming down her face, had to laugh out loud as he said that he had some lawn mowing to do out at Waverly. It was a strange spectacle of a young lady, a beautiful young lady, crying and laughing at the same time. The crowd here in the room shows no tendency to clear away. They're still here applauding. And the vice president now is going out the room through the same entrance or exit that he came through initially. He's talking now with Hubert Humphrey and with Bob Short, the owner and operator of the Leamington Hotel, who is also the National Democratic Party treasurer. Recently also became a tycoon in the sports field, having jointly acquired the rights to the Washington Senators. This is the end of what has been a long and bitter and tiresome trail of politics for Vice President Humphrey. It fell just short of success, and everyone here, I'm sure, had a lump in their throat as they heard him say he gave it a good fight. This is WCCO Radio News at the Leamington Hotel.
And so, the concession statement by the Vice President. Richard Nixon evidently has won the race, and the White House, with a total of 287 electoral votes, 17 more than needed. And this would apparently conclude at least the steady coverage of the election here at WCCO Radio, which started yesterday evening at 5 o'clock. It means that some of our people who have been on duty right straight around the clock for a good 24 hours will be able to go home now and get little sleep, as will so many of the people in the news media across the nation who have been working to cover this election and the American democratic process in action. The time is 10 minutes past 11, and the temperature in the Twin Cities is 37 degrees.